The Steve Gruber Show. American values with Midwestern common sense.
After on this Thursday. Glad to have you here with the Steve Gruber Show with the conversation. As we talked about a bit earlier, Anthem is pulling out of Obamacare in the Midwest, leaving Indiana and Wisconsin, they say, next year, which means another hit for Obamacare. And Anthem's reason for leaving is the instability of the private market and everything else that's going on with it. My next guest, Roger Abramson, General Counsel for Ameriflex. Roger, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
Well, here it is, yet another insurer saying that this is not a law that's workable, not a situation that's workable for them or their shareholders. If left to its own devices, if you will, and if the Republicans don't intervene, which they could sometime soon, but if they don't, how long would this all last before it collapses?
Well, you know, as I said before, and often say that, you know, the word collapse sort of implies a, you know, 1 or 2 second event, and I liken it sort of leaves falling off a tree in autumn. They go, and all of a sudden you look out, and they're gone. And
all right, how about this? How long until the emperor has no clothes?
That's
if it takes a little bit here and a little bit
that's
there.
True. I will say exactly, that's a perfect analogy. On that particular one, though, we are far beyond where we were this time last year. For instance, when we had President Obama in office, and there was still a lot of spin going on from his party that things were fine and things were fine. We don't have to worry about that so much now, given the situation. And as we saw yesterday, which of course was the deadline for insurers across the country to submit their plans to the federal government for what was going to be on the federal exchanges. And it looks like, we're still tallying up the numbers, that 40% of counties in the country now are only going to have one insurer on those exchanges, which essentially at that point becomes a monopoly. They're not even competing against each other.
And they're prepping folks for the single payer. Mm-hmm. That's what they're doing. They're just getting people prepped for a single payer system because you only have one option. Here's your option. Obamacare may not be dying, but it is circling the drain.
Yeah, so for those counties, it's like, you know, right, exactly. Well, you may say you don't like single payer, but look, you got it now, and see how that goes. Which is interesting to point out and see in other parts of the news, as you've alluded to, today or tomorrow, the Senate is unveiling, allegedly, their plan, which is going to be their response to the House bill. I find that timing interesting, given that it did happen after yesterday's deadline, probably planned. And I think that's going to give the political impetus to them to show, look, you've got, you know, 40% of counties in America are only going to have one insurer next year on these exchanges. It's only going to get worse next year. You've got major carriers, for instance, you point out Anthem, pulling out of the Midwest, which, again, politically speaking, is a major stronghold for Republicans and, of course, put President or Donald Trump into office. So I think you're going to see that political impetus there that they were kind of waiting for. They've been kind of whispering about that. They've been waiting for yesterday's numbers. And we're going to see that Senate plan unveiled. What it's going to be is going to be our next problem. It's going to be something probably a little more lenient in terms of pre-existing conditions and so forth than what came out of the House. But other than that, we're still kind of in a wait-and-see mode.
So here we are looking at all of these insurance companies saying we're on our way out. These are the same insurance companies, by the way, that here is a case of collusion that actually exists.
Okay.
And this was between the Democrats and the insurance companies because the insurance companies lined their pockets when the Democrats declared that Americans had to buy X, Y, and Z and were forced to do so. I mean, it was great for your bottom line of the insurance companies as long as the taxpayers were guaranteed to cover the difference in case you didn't make your profit margin as expected.
Right.
But when the government stopped doing that, when Marco Rubio intervened and got rid of those risk corridors the way they were first designed in part, it changed everything. And the insurance company said, we're not going to stick around if you're not going to force the taxpayers to pay us. I mean, it's a mess from top to bottom, yes or no?
It is a mess from top to bottom, absolutely. And in fact, remember, the insurers said they're the ones who worked with or colluded with the Obama administration earlier on, said, we're not going to do this without that individual mandate. We can't, is their argument. Perhaps that's a valid argument from their point of view. We can't cover these high-risk folks if you don't make sure you get those low-risk folks in place. But now we have the deal where, as you point out, Senator Rubio cut off the risk corridor part, which is, it is, it's a prop-up. I mean, that's what it is. It's what I call a reverse bailout. You bail out after things fall apart. The prop-up is we're going to try and keep it from falling apart as much as possible. But, you know, as you're probably alluding to, and as I sympathize with to a great degree, you know, at some point, if something needs propped up constantly or bailed out, something is wrong. Find another solution. And hopefully we will find out what
that is. You can't bail out the boat constantly. At some point, the boat sinks. Right. You can't continue to bail the boat.
And you still never get to where you're trying to go. So
that's right.
So maybe
you never make landfall.
Right. So hopefully the Senate, you know, working with the folks at the Trump administration are going to come up with something that will fix this problem. But I will say, yesterday's events where you see these insurers pulling out, the deadline has passed. There's not a lot going to be covered. I think you're going to see President Trump starting going around beating the hustings. He's probably the best person at the bully pulpit, and then that's not a pro or anti-Trump statement, just it's a fact than we've seen probably since President Reagan, to get people riled up about something, taking a few facts and moving the ball down the field. I think that's what you're going to see over the next couple of weeks.
So are we going to, and this will be your last thought, I'll give you the final word on this. Are we going to be in a better place a year from now than we are today? I mean, taking a few facts and moving the ball down the field, getting people lathered up. Are the Republicans going to get us to a better place? Democrats created this mess. The private insurance industry has been altered permanently forever, most likely.
Well, you know, thoughts? I went to law school, so any sense of optimism I once had when I entered went away. That was part of their job. What I'll say is a year from now, it's going to be much different. It will probably be better, only in the sense we'll have a little more stability. What I cannot say with a lot of certainty is that stability is going to be long term. It will be short term.
We got to leave it right there.
Midterms. And that's where we're going to. Yep.
Roger Abramson, good conversation. Thank you, sir.
Thanks for having me. Hope to have you again. Talk to you. Bye bye.
From Ameriflex, there you have it. He made me chuckle. It's the Steve Gruber Show on a Thursday. We'll be right back.